Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, my name is Jennifer Cushell. I'm the CEO of YSN. We're building the Next Gen campaign for the franchise industry. And take a look and watch out for Deb Evans and Jack Bunsen with the Social Geek Radio.
Well, thank you, Jennifer. That was a great intro. This is Deb Evans coming to you live from Houston, Texas.
And Jack Munson of Minolto coming to you live from Chicago, Illinois. How are you, Deb?
I'm doing very well. I tell you, it was good to see you last weekend. Franchise Foundry had a fabulous time at the Franchise Expo South, hosted here in our lovely city of Houston. It was, like I said, good to see you. Good to see all those young and entrepreneurs, and not all young. I mean, when I talk to a lot of retired folks, they're saying, you know, I need something to do. I want to buy a business and be a franchisee. It was an exhausting but great 3 or 4 days. Really was.
Yeah, it really was. You know, I think the Franchise Expo South is becoming one of my favorite conferences to connect with people, because when we talk about some of the bigger conferences and conventions like we're going to talk about tonight, and some of the marketing things that we might be involved in, you kind of get away from that sort of bottom line, what small business is all about. And it's something like the Franchise Expo South. It wasn't just marketing professionals or sales or operations people. It was actually small business owners who were making connections and you know, possibly making deals. And it's like, that's the thing that's driving this economy forward, and that's what most people are doing day in and day out. So hats off to the MFV Expo folks for putting on such a great expo, and hats off to Franchise Foundry. I think at some point we're just going to rename that conference the Franchise Foundry Conference, because you guys were just everywhere, and your new expanded team was there and meeting with a lot of folks.
Yeah.
And it just what a great showing for you and your team. Congratulations.
It was. Thanks. It was a great way to start the year, to be right there in the booth, the size that we had, representing some great, you know, new brands and next to IFA. But, you know, the other part and the other arm of what Franchise Foundry is doing, other than the franchise development and helping these emerging brands, is the whole social side of it. And you mentioned MFE. Franchise Foundry managed all the social media for the upcoming and during the event. And, of course, we're going to do it afterwards and then be in New York for the IFA. And you know me. I mean, I'm all about the digital and the technology. It was just so much fun to be able to see all these exhibitors and watch their excitement when they say, what, you're tweeting about us? What, you're taking pictures of us? What, you're putting a video? It's like free PR and social, and we don't know what we're doing and how to do it, but, you know, go for it. Just see, and then the team that you mentioned, Kristen and Jennifer, were running around with the video cameras and the phones, and it's like they were, because everybody was so excited about it. It was just retweets and tweets. So, yeah, I mean, great. Great show, and which, of course, leading up to IFA in just a couple of days. How exciting. We're going to be pretty busy.
Yeah, it's a good month. I love February. And mm-hmm. by the way, speaking of your team, Jennifer and Kristen, hats mm-hmm. off to the two of them. Great community managers. Awesome job in taking pictures of all of those people at the conference and tweeting it out and taking videos. And, I mean, they really... they were really doing a great job of getting a lot of those brands to tell their story on Twitter
mm-hmm.
and share some stuff, so much better than frankly I could have. So kudos to
thanks.
Them as well.
Yeah, they were great, and you just see the enthusiasm and how much they just loved it. And it was returned, because they, like I said, the exhibitors are busy. You know, we already had a booth too, and I couldn't have been running around doing that. We were busy talking to prospects and, you know, talking about franchising. But we need to get that word out. So they worked hard. They really worked hard at it, and they did a very good job. And I will certainly let them know that you've mentioned it, and they will appreciate that. So
I think we discovered a new best practice. Last week on Social Geek Radio, we talked about best practices and tips mm-hmm. for how to get the most out of social media at any conference. And I think that's one we should add to the list. Have someone go around to the trade show or the comp floor or whatever type of event you're putting on and take pictures of people at their individual exhibits or booths or panels or whatever they're doing. Take lots of pictures, take some video of them. People love the fact that you are willing to sort of pay it forward and promote mm-hmm. them and their brand and tell their story. So even if you weren't doing this as a special project for the expo company themselves, I think it would have been a great thing to go around person by person and booth by booth, take some pictures, share it. And, you know, because 90% of those people probably don't have the time or inclination or knowledge to go on and you know, tell their story the way
right.
that they probably should. So the fact that you guys were doing it for other people, I think says a lot about you, and it says a lot about the conference, and
yeah.
I think everybody gained from it. So
I
new
agree.
Best practice.
The new best practice. And it was fun learning about them. I mean, because you and I go to so many exhibits and you're stuck in your booth and it's like, who else is here? I don't know. You know, you'll
yeah.
run into people that you know. You know, Jersey Mike's we see all the time. But then we meet some great new friends. Sweet Pea Ice Cream. I mean, I have a new favorite ice cream in the whole wide world. And I, of course, I'm addicted to it because I kept going over to the booth. But they're such wonderful people, and they're going to be at IFA. So I tell
great.
Them, you know, look for Vincent for Sweet Pea Ice Cream. But, yeah, so all good. So now we're leading up to Vegas. And,
right.
The
International Franchise Association 2015 convention,
right.
Hashtag IFA 2015. And at the top of the show tonight, introducing us, tell us a little bit about your friend Jennifer and her project.
Yeah, so Jennifer Schell, what a dynamic young lady. Met her last year at IFA, and I know she's been to many franchising events and conventions, but I just met her last year during a Women in Franchise Committee meeting. But you know, she is part of the Young Entrepreneurs, and what they've done is they put together, and as far as I know, this is the first time ever, a summit of young entrepreneurs in franchising, it was a global competition. They have 50 winners of these young entrepreneurs that have these brilliant ideas on franchising, threw it out to IFA, and they had everything was due, I think, by like the 1st of December, threw out their ideas, who they are, what their concept is. IFA and the foundation chose 50 winners to now come to Las Vegas, February 15th through the 18th, for 2 days, like a two-day summit, to meet, talk to other business owners, talk to some of franchise IFA's leaders in franchising so that they can really solidify their ideas. But they're coming from all over. We've got Jordan and from Nigeria and Nepal and Brazil and Iraq and the UK. We've got some from the U.S. and Canada. It's just, I'm going through it, and folks should go to the nextgenfranchising.org website. Look over these 50 winners, and I'm so excited to meet them and introduce myself and learn more about, you know, this French fry franchise, surf and fries, and kooky carnival indoor carnivals, and aspiring lush soap franchisees. I'm reading some of these going, all right, what is this aspiring lush soap franchisee? What is the roadside reflective strips? I mean, they've got these brilliant ideas, and
wow.
I want to learn more about it. So they will be in Vegas, and they won this trip to come to Vegas. I think all their expenses are covered, and their convention. I mean, they've got to be excited about it.
Right.
I'm excited for
right.
them.
You know, if you think about the founder of Tesla or you know, a young Bill Gates or a young Zuckerberg,
mm-hmm.
probably the next person that would be sort of in that group is one of these kids that are coming in this next gen program, right?
Totally believe that, yes.
And if you want to see where some of these folks are coming from, just go to Twitter or Instagram and check out the hashtag FranSnaps. That's FRAN SNAPS, Fran Snaps. We'll talk a little bit more about what that is in just a minute. But if you go and see who is posting with that Fran Snaps hashtag, you'll see a lot of these winners of this next gen contest. And just like Deb said, they're all coming from Brazil and Iraq and the UK. And I saw a couple on there from Australia and New Zealand. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this truly is the International Franchise Association. This is not, you know, we had, you know, one winner from Canada come across the border. This is
right.
Really the next generation coming in from all parts of the globe. So
yeah,
check that
yeah,
out, Fran Snaps on Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah, so when I saw Kara and Courtney, who I just am really loving what they're doing from IFA, the
yes,
team.
Yes, Courtney Moore and Kara Pradanovich from
yeah.
Marketing team at the IFA, yes.
Doing
they were our
a
guest,
great job.
A couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Doing a great job with the whole digital. And when I saw their Fran Snap, I'm like, oh, okay, I'll take a picture of her. Me here in Texas, and I'll throw it out there. I'm like, I'm going to get so lost in all those pictures. But
that's okay. But so the Fran Snaps concept is that Courtney and Kara came up with mm-hmm. is take a picture of yourself, a selfie. If you don't have a selfie stick, maybe Deb will loan you hers. take a picture of yourself at some sort of recognizable landmark or something. I believe Courtney and Kara took a picture of themselves in front of the White House, wasn't it?
Yes.
In Washington, D.C.
Yes.
So
mm-hmm.
take a picture of yourself in front of whatever represents your city or state or region and post it on Facebook with that hashtag of Fran Snaps. Or I saw a lot of them today being posted on Twitter with Fran Snaps and several, as I mentioned, on Instagram, too. So we've got a pretty good-sized team coming in from Minalto, my firm, and we've got people right now, I guarantee this evening, taking pictures of themselves in Australia, Washington, D.C., Chicago, and Los Angeles.
So
you'll be seeing those tomorrow on all of the social channels that my team uses with the hashtag Fran Snaps.
Oh, great. Good.
So what should I take a picture of in Chicago?
In Chicago. No. I think you should go into that the new, the name's escaping me, you know, that glass building that I will not go stand on.
Oh, at the top of the Willis Tower.
There you go. Yeah, not
yeah.
happening on my part. So now, you know what? How I would love to like buy a ticket, fly out to Chicago, be down at the bottom, you be at the top.
You'd need quite a zoom on that.
That's
think.
Right.
So,
that's true.
So for anyone coming to the IFA 2015 convention, be sure to take a picture of yourself somewhere local before you get on the plane and use the hashtag Fran Snaps and also mention in there in the caption of, you know, exactly where you are and where you're coming from. So
right.
great
yeah.
idea from the IFA marketing team. So.
I agree. Yeah, and there's a plenty of photo ops at all of the airports. I mean, every
yeah.
airport represents the
yeah.
state. So yeah, I'd say grab one before you hit the plane. But yes, good job, and I'm anxious to watch, and I'm going to do a Twitter search and find some of those pictures.
There you go.
When we're done tonight so I can see what's going on. So what else do we have? So we've got all, you know, the next-gen folks coming in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's talk a little bit about specifically the technology-oriented sessions at this year's IFA convention. Really starting off Saturday night, the 14th, at the West Wing inside the MGM Grand will be the IFA tweet-up. And I guess this is what, the sixth? Annual tweet up, something
yeah.
like that. 7 p.m., just stop on by, totally, like all tweet ups, totally unorganized, disorganized. Just stop in, make sure you know, look for some new folks and network, and it's a great chance to meet some people who maybe have been to the IFA several times or maybe meeting some people for the first time. So we're excited about that. On Sunday, there's not really a lot in the technology or marketing area. A lot of people are really just getting in on Sunday. But one event that I do recommend everyone turn out for, because it's just a great networking piece, is the Taste of Franchising. And that takes place 6:30 p.m. Sunday night. So be sure to show up for that. Then the technology stuff really kicks into gear on Monday. First thing in the morning, 9 a.m. till noon, is the Marketing and Technology Summit. That's where we've got some speakers from the marketing and technology world. We've got a whole host of roundtables that happen after the initial speakers. And one of the speakers that I'm really looking forward to, and I know you're a big fan, Deb, is Jeffrey Hazlett.
He is a character, yes. Yeah. So Jeffrey Hazlett, if you're not, I just say go out there, Google Jeffrey Hazlett, and you're going to find more videos and of his presentations and speeches and things that he does. He's just, he's a character. He's from South Dakota, but he is the former chief marketing officer of Kodak. So way back when, you know, I started getting involved with social media, Jeffrey Hazlett's one of the guys that, you know, that I followed on Twitter because he was very active and he tweets for himself. And he actually did a presentation here in Texas at the Quick Coffee conference. And so I got to meet him in person. Just an all around great C-suite business person, understands social media, understands marketing. He's written several books. He's worked with Donald Trump on the Celebrity Apprentice, so he gets it. But what I like what IFA's done with Jeff coming in and a couple of other speakers is that it's not just a franchising expert speaking to us
right.
about franchising. They've expanded that day to include prominent business people that
yes.
are talking business and marketing, and I love it. I see that it's totally different than anything we've done at IFA at convention before. So I think that's going to go over extremely well, and I can't wait, you know, for his session.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it as well. I've never heard him speak or been to one of his presentations, but I like him already because he was on Twitter today tweeting and retweeting other IFA members' information and presentation details, and even sharing some blog posts from some of our franchise friends. So he's obviously not a guy who just shows up, does his speech, and leaves. He's very involved. You know, here we are a week before his presentation, and he's already communicating with people from the IFA and sharing some stuff on Twitter today. So love to see that. So, again, his presentation is 10:30 Monday morning, February 16th. This is Social Geek Radio, and tonight we're going over the schedule and the timeline and the great events in technology at this year's International Franchise Association Convention. Next up, after Jeffrey Hazlett, we break out into some roundtables in that Marketing and Technology Summit. I'll be leading a roundtable discussion about Facebook and some updates and what's shaking on Facebook this year. I'm sure 99% of that conversation will be about the demise of organic reach.
Right.
I'm sure lots of people will have some questions about, you know, what they should do next, and definitely about Facebook advertising and boosting posts and promoted posts. So I'll have a whole host of information I can share there. So if you're interested in learning more about what you as a franchise system and your franchisees should be doing on Facebook in 2015, please come join the conversation. If you've got some ideas too, I'm sure everybody else at the roundtables would love to hear from you too. So that will be sort of rounding out the Marketing and Technology Summit roundtables. Next on the technology and marketing list at 2:45 on Monday the 16th is my most anticipated panel, and that's yours, Deb Evans.
Tell us about your
Think Big panel.
So our Think Big Creative Social Media Campaigns, Taylor Hollick from Regroup, who was one of our guests not too long ago, actually submitted this idea and panel suggestion to the IFA convention, and I was on the convention committee, and we thought, yeah, this is great. You know, it's one of the things everybody's always heard about, you know, social media and how it affects local business and contributing to sales and all of that. But what we wanted to do and what Taylor suggested was to what campaigns have worked? You know, what can the audience hear and then go back and replicate? So what's different about my panel is that we have Alyssa Ramsey, who is the Director of Marketing and Branding at Millicare. Millicare is just really starting with social media campaigns. So she's going to tell us the challenges and the solutions that they've had with their campaigns that they're running and how it's going. And again, it's in the beginning stages. And you also have a brand that has to be very sensitive to proprietary information. So, you know, quite a challenge of, you know, what can you share, what can you not share within that industry. And then,
right, and that's healthcare oriented, is that right? Okay.
It's actually textile. It is healthcare, can be healthcare. It's cleaning, it's textile and carpet care, but they are in the healthcare industry, so they're, you know, exposed to. She will share a story about you know, cleaning in Ronald McDonald houses. So it's again, you really can't, you know, expose and take a lot of pictures and do a lot of sharing, but she's got some really great content that she's going to share and see, you know, how you work around that. And then Taylor's going to follow Alyssa and talk about Regroup, and then one of their top clients, and how active they've been and what kind of campaigns they've had, what the client was doing that was wrong, and then how Regroup took it and turned it around. Again, these can be replicated by other brands that are in the audience. And then Haley's going to follow up with her social campaign, which was huge hit last year with the names, the mascot. You know, they have a Pinot pig, a pigment.
Right. We talked about that a few weeks ago here.
We did. You know, and they had like 300% engagement. It was just, it's phenomenal. So, and I have actually taken Haley's suggestions and the tips that she shared. I'm just doing a tiny, tiny little campaign for Franchise Foundry that we are going to be at IFA, as you mentioned, and we're going to have a booth. And you mentioned that selfie stick. And we're going to take that campaign, and we're going to have my faux glass in the booth and my selfie stick. And we've got a photo contest going out there during the days that we're at IFA. And as what Kara and Courtney are doing about taking selfies, we're going to do a little bit of that too and have a little social campaign going. So
people love a photo contest.
Don't they? And and who can be the silliest, or, you know, and tell us what you're doing and where you are. So we're going to do that. But so that's our session. And our 60 to 90 minutes is not going to be long enough. But
right.
There's a lot going on. And I heard there's some brain candy that's going to be given out. There's probably a door prize, you know. we've got people that are going to be tweeting. So some are participating virtually. It's going to be great. So, yeah,
right.
You know what,
2:45 Monday.
Yes.
Think big, creative social media campaigns. You know what I love the most about this is this really feels like stuff that your attendees and your audience can actually take home and implement for their brands starting the following week. Because too many times at conferences, I think people get wrapped up in, you know, hearing some case study about Starbucks or hearing a case study about McDonald's, or how many case studies have you seen about Southwest Airlines?
Right.
And I love all of those brands, don't get me wrong, but 99% of the people who are attending IFA and frankly other marketing conferences aren't representing Starbucks, McDonald's, and Southwest Airlines. They're representing brands that are the size of a Pinot's palette.
Right.
Or of the companies that Taylor represents. So it's great to hear stories from those brands that don't have, you know, a billion-dollar marketing budget that they can just jump into, and, you know, hearing some of these great solutions that your panelists have come up with. So I'm really looking forward to your session.
Perfect. Well, we are looking forward to having you and everybody else there.
and be ready. I've got questions.
Be ready.
I'm not going to throw softballs either. So
that's right. The ladies are ready.
And then, of course, we should mention all of the exhibitors, because there are so many that are in the technology field and so many that are in the marketing field. Exhibitors will have a great chance to talk to all attendees on Monday afternoon. as well as at lunchtime on Tuesday, and then again later in the afternoon on Tuesday, as the exhibit hall is open and we have some lunch and snacks and cocktails or whatever with the exhibitors. Again, I urge everybody to go and see as many of these folks as you can. There's a lot of software companies. There's a lot of companies that do CRM software and solutions for franchise system. And there's a lot of companies there that, that will be talking about data and security and all of that stuff that, quite frankly, might not be on any panel or might not be in any speech that you can go
right.
to. But there's some really smart guys that are going to be at some of the booths in the exhibit hall. Seek these people out. It's really free education. And the same on the marketing side. There's a lot of marketing teams and marketing agencies and solo marketing practitioners and consultants that you can meet with there. So go around and ask questions and steal ideas. I mean, frankly, that's what I do. So,
mm-hmm.
So go and see those exhibitors. I think I saw the growing exhibitor list, and there's a lot of very impressive companies representing this year.
Yeah, but I suggest to have a plan because the exhibit list is listed on the franchise.org site. And as you mentioned, there's some that are not listed. They're growing. But, there are several hours dedicated to that exhibit hall. But, again,
yeah.
you can't possibly meet with all of them. So have a plan.
And it is pretty limited.
It
isn't like some conferences where the exhibit hall is open for 4 days and mm-hmm. by the time, the end of the conference happens, there's tumbleweeds rolling through. It's
right.
only open a couple of hours each day.
Each day.
So,
mm-hmm.
So check out the list. Make some appointments ahead of time if possible.
Right.
And we should also, as we're talking about marketing and technology for the event, we should mention that there is an app that you can download.
Yep.
Just go to the franchise.org website or go to the iTunes store and you can find it there and find the app and download it. All of the exhibitors and their locations are listed inside the app. So you can see who's there, who do you want to get some information from, maybe see a product demo or find out more about their company, whatever makes sense for you. And then the last one I'll mention too, under the marketing heading, on Tuesday afternoon, we're doing some business solution roundtables, and I'm going to be leading a roundtable there talking about making the most of your local marketing budget. So not just about technology, but other marketing ideas will be exchanged there as well. So if you've got some questions about your local marketing budget, and maybe the question is, I don't have one, what can I do? Please come join the roundtables, or if you've got some ideas, we'd love to hear from you there as well, and that will be Tuesday at the Business Solution Roundtables.
Very good. And they're going to do the Solution Roundtables a second day as well, I think.
Another round on Wednesday morning. So,
good.
Again, try to check out some of the topics and make the most of your time. Going to the IFA is kind of like going to the Smithsonian Institution. There's no way you can cover everything in a day. So you want to map it out ahead of time and make a list of all of the things that you really want to hit. So,
great. Okay.
All
well,
right, Deb. Well, I think we better go
hour.
Get our yeah. We better get our plans together and get some rest before the convention. So
I'm ready.
I will see you in Las Vegas coming up, starting Saturday the 14th for the IFA 2015 event. And for everyone who will see there, safe travels.
Safe travels, and remember, use that hashtag ISA2015, and check months in. I'll see you soon.
All right. See you there. Good night, everybody.
Good night.